I wanted to stay within that direction of adding melody and adding some structure to the songs, to not just make them, you know, a three-bar bash them out kind of thing. And I know Mick was really interested in just hardcore punk rock kind of stuff. Like, I remember when we recorded, he said, "Hey, I got a song. I was wondering if you guys would mind, you know, me singing it. And it's called Die Walter Cronkite." Basically, we actually recorded it. And it's him just screaming, "Die Walter Cronkite," you know. And that's, you know, his direction was in that realm. I was kind of, I guess you could say, well, I was definitely the oldest person in the band, so maybe I was maturing more and wanting to add a little more melody and structure to the songs. And I think those guys kind of wanted to move in a different direction. So pretty much that's how we parted ways. And so I ended up starting my own band, the Happy Tom Show, and putting out a few records. In fact, I was when I put out the first record, I thought, what am I going to do here? It's 1984. Should I go CD, which was brand new, or vinyl? And I was really glad that I put out a vinyl record, because I thought, you know, it really was kind of the end of vinyl as we know it. Of course, it's resurged back tremendously in the last few years, but it was kind of fun to put out that record and actually watch the process of a vinyl record being made. It was pretty fun to do.